This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Look, look, look. Listen.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Willard and Dibs. Although they're both out, it's Grandy and Evan with you today, and we got behind the glass the vice president of... What did Philmo say? Vice president
Lucas,
of hate?
The vice president of hate.
Yeah, there it is. The vice president of the hate behind the glass. We also got Ken behind the glass. Ken's a happy man right now. You know why, Ev?
He shouldn't be.
You know what we were talking about during the crossover? The Giants were trying to politic Tyler Rogers onto the All-Star roster to replace Robbie Ray.
Let me guess, Amet made it.
Amet made it. David Peterson. Also a duck.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. You're good.
Although the Mets were gutless today, Petey threw 7 shutout and they couldn't even get him the win. And they still lost the baseball game.
Sounds like Justin Verlander.
But
Dave Peterson's a very good pitcher and a well-deserving All-Star. Can I get, speaking of hate, can I just get something off my chest right now?
Yes, Mike and Walnut Creek, we're getting to you in just a minute.
Sorry, Mike, there. Thank you. Give me 1 minute. The biggest joke of the day is the average ticket for Cooper Flagg's ostensible debut in Las Vegas being $205.
Well, he's taking on Brawny, Evan. It's Brawny v. Cooper.
I don't care if it's Cooper Flagg versus... Ace Bailey, name whatever other big rookie there is to market. Nobody should be paying $200 to see a summer league basketball game. That's literally the reason why you go to these kinds of events. It's like one of the things that pisses me off about spring training now is tickets are just as expensive as they are to go to a regular season game. That's why I'm in Arizona. That's why I'm in Las Vegas, is because I get to see these athletes up front and personal while not having to dive into my pocket like I'm going to see Lady Gaga at Chase Center. Lady Gaga costs less than going to see Cooper Flagg play an exhibition game. That's unbelievable. These guys are getting robbed left and right for a product. Cooper Flagg is going to play 15 minutes tonight. He might not even play the entire game. Just because it's first of all, it's not a debut, but the first time you can see him is worth what? We don't even have a ticket stub to keep to frame.
I got a notification 9 minutes ago from ESPN, and it just says Brawny versus Flag, and then you get the popcorn emoji. Big names, bigger buzz.
There is no buzz in that building. And look, we can just watch it on television.
It'll
like most
on.
People.
Yeah.
And I just hate that. That really irked me.
Well, that would have been a good What's Bugging You tomorrow, brought to you by ICO Pest Control. You have to think of something else, but that was a good one, and I'm right there with you.
No, you know me. It's not hard.
That is terrible. $200 for a summer league basketball game. I would not be spending that much money on that. Okay. 888-957-9570. We have been talking a lot about Will Clark and Rafi Devers. Will Clark, very outspoken, as he always is. One said he understood why Rafi did not work out with him at first base while the Red Sox were in town because awkward, and it was a media-fueled split between Rafi Devers and the Boston Red Sox. That perfectly made sense. But he also said next time that he's in town, Rafi better get out there to work with him, and even said that if he's not, he would drag him out there. And then Will Fleming shared the story in Boston, the brother of Dave, but the voice of the Red Sox. Will Clark was upset that he left some context out and MF'd him out, just drawing more attention to this entire situation. So who's the bad guy here, and what is the outcome for Rafi Devers and the Giants? 888-957-9570. Mike in Walnut Creek has been patient. Mike, we appreciate it. What's up? You're on Willard and Dibs with Grandy and Evan. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great. Grandy and Evan holding it down. This is a great show for baseball fans, especially guys who have shook Will Clark's hands a couple of times. You know, he's not that bad of a guy. He's really not. He's kind of nice. Buster is totally opposite. Buster will not shake your hand. He will not look at your face. He doesn't care. He's a little bit more like Bonds. Couldn't care less about the fans. Will is much different. That being said, now Buster's your boss, right? So he put aside Pete Alonso, but he didn't. He left Lamont Wade at the leadoff position at first base. So that's his move. He's the one. He said, if you got a problem with the Giants, come after me. I'm the one that put the roster together. I'm the one that puts the lineup together. Don't blame Bob Melvin. Don't blame the coaches. So he goes ahead and he signs Devers for 8 years, $270 million. Devers has bad legs. His hamstrings are tight right now. His groin, for human beings, the youth is in the legs. So Rafi is getting older. You signed an older man to a $270 million contract. So when Will Clark says he's going to have to come work out at first base and I'm going to teach you a few things, Rafi Devers is like, please, my man, I'm worth $300 million. I don't need nothing from you. You never earned this much money. Yeah, you were a great player, and if you had played today, you probably would have earned this much money. But you ain't never seen this much money in your life. You're never going to sniff this much cash. And you, honestly, you're probably jealous of me. Because I'm not as good as you, but I'm getting paid 10 times more than you. And the problem is Buster Posey. Imagine the rest of the coaching staff of the players. You got Pat Burrell and Damon Minor as your hitting coaches. No wonder they're not hitting very well. They can't hit at all. And the other whole coach they had, Donnie Ecker, just got fired from the Rangers. So we've had a history of bad batting. And Buster is not a communicator. He's just a bootlicker with the owners. So they put him in this, and they gave him this position, and then he gave the GM position to Manassian. His dad was in the locker room. Okay, it doesn't mean you get to be a GM. You and your brother. It's the whole team is like this, man. And Mark Hallberg, another Florida State guy, he's getting ready to jump in for Bob Melvin's job. I don't know why Buster just doesn't go ahead and put him in there. I don't see what you're waiting for.
Wow, this is a crazy, crazy call. I'm not sure I've ever heard a crazier. Buster Posey, not a communicator, and he's to blame for Will Clark exploding on Will Fleming and Rafi Devers?
Mike, you got a flamethrower?
Oh, Mike's gone.
Oh.
I think he did.
It sounds like Posey hit his dog or something.
I mean, okay, Buster did say any issue with the team, like, it comes back to me. I put the roster together. Now, that's just what a good GM leader does. Now, he is right in that, but I don't understand how Will Clark saying what Will Clark does comes back on Buster Posey. That makes no sense to me.
Well, I mean, Posey's the leader, but, like, to me, it's not really what you think about either of the guys. It's about the player, and I do think that, like, the early returns had not been good on Devers. Can we just say that?
Yeah, no, he has 22 games in, and it's been a disappointment. Yeah.
It's been a failure so far. I mean, he literally has a zero WAR. He's hitting below average. He's only hit two home runs, and he's played not a single inning of defense.
Yeah, that's fair. Failure through 22 games.
Through 22 games, yeah.
That's fair, I think.
So, I do think that people are beginning to wonder when this is going to turn around. Like, and baseball is a sport where it could happen tomorrow and Devers starts to go on a streak. But I just think that there's some, like, the trade was sold as being an unequivocal A. Like, no doubt, great trade. Giants fleeced the Red Sox. There's no downside. This was a great move that you had to make. I think that's the theme of most people's synopsis of the deal. And I do think that now, because we haven't seen him hit, and now there's these questions. I don't know about Clark, but, like, there's something missing. There's something lost in translation here with his position there's some doubt beginning to creep into people's minds about Devers. And I think it's unfair at this point because it's only been 22 games. But people are starting to wonder if this was just a slam dunk trade. And that does fall on Posey. Like, he's the one who pulled the trigger. And
no
if
doubt.
This doesn't turn out to go well, he's the one that's going to have to bear the brunt.
Okay, well, how about this from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line? And this is also what Mike on the phone lines was just talking about. And you don't get fitter as you age, writes the 925, loses drive and motivation too, already got the bag. This is what you're talking about, Ev, potentially, but are there Giants fans out there? And you can let us know, 888-957-9570. Giants fans out there that already regretting the trade? Like, are you scared that this is going to turn out to be a disaster for the Giants? Like, we're 22 games in, and you're right, it has been a failure so far. But a 22-game sample size over the course of an entire season is still pretty damn small. Like, good hitters go through stretches like this over the course of 22 games. That happens. I am nowhere near calling the Devers trade a failure in its entirety. Through 22 games, it has been bad. But there is so much time for him to prove that he's still one of the... He still is. For him to show that he's still one of the 10, 15 best hitters in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't say that he is at this point. Like, you didn't get Rafi Devers at age 23.
You 28, he's still in his prime.
You would hope. Is Willie Adames still in his prime?
Yeah.
You hope. He's... Not hitting very well.
They won't be in their prime
in a year or two.
By the end of their contract, no doubt. They're in their prime now, and you hope you get 4 good years out of them. But we could talk more about that. And again, we want to hear from you guys. 888-957-9570. Are you already regretting the Rafi Devers trade? And does this Will Clark firestorm just add more fuel to that fire for you? 888-957-9570. Next week is All-Star. It's our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and the Laughing Monk Brewing merch store as well. Listen, at 7:30 in the morning, all right, just the gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing as well, excuse me. Listen, at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon, and at 4:30 as well for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, every day, and it all starts on Monday. And we're also sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. More Willard and Dibs with Grandy and Evan with you next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's going high and deep to left and out of here. I don't care what Rafi Devers says after the game. That meant a lot.
Well, who he hit it for and who he hit it against had meaning on both sides of the swing. And that was impressive.
Hit high and deep to center field. Myers back. Out of here. Number 17 for Rafi Devers. Number 2 in a Giants uniform. And that's what they needed. They're back in it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Caruco, NBC Sports Bay Area. The calls of the two Rafi Devers home runs wearing a Giants jersey, one against his former team Boston, the other versus the Marlins of Miami. Welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs. Although Willard and Dibs out, it's Grandy and Evan with you today. Willard will be back tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game. That most recent home run, Evan, his second and to this point last home run hit as a Giant by Rafi Devers, that was all the way back on the 26th of June. It's a long time ago. He has not hit one since, and you look at what his numbers are with the San Francisco Giants in 22 games. He's slashing, batting average 225, on base 344, slugging 363 with an OPS at 706. That is definitely not a great hitter, and that is like a below average hitter to this point as a San Francisco Giant. So what I think we got to ask everybody out there, 888-957-9570, you having concerns, regrets, the deal that the Giants made acquiring Rafi Devers already just 22 games in?
I mean, you can't regret the deal, but let me ask you, how much has Devers entered into the equation of winning for you so far?
Like impacting winning.
Like, why have the Giants been good this year? And I think they're a good team.
Yeah,
I think
eight games
agree.
Over 500.
Yeah, they've been solid this year. Why have they been an above average, eight game above 500 team?
For the most part, because of their pitching, starting and bullpen.
Yeah, not because of what Devers has done at the plate.
No.
That's kind of concerning to me.
No, like, it has only been 22 games. Like, he hasn't had a gigantic chunk to impact winning. But in those 22 games, they've largely kind of struggled. They haven't been as good as they were elsewhere, and he wasn't a reason why they were winning a bunch of games.
Yeah, I mean, it's been roughly, what, 20 games, 162, like
one eighth
of the season?
A little more, yeah.
I mean, that's not an insignificant amount of time. Like, it's like watching a shooter not be able to make a three for like a month. You know, that's kind of a big deal, especially when the team is... I think the fact that they've been winning has... you know, pushed him to the side a bit. Adames has been hitting better. Chapman's come back. The pitching has still been pretty solid. Your bullpen's been good. You know, you'd hope that when he finds his bat, that he elevates your team. But so far, he hasn't had much impact at all. Like, I actually feel pretty comfortable saying he hasn't impacted anything to this point.
Not at a major level.
The one home run he hit against Boston, I think they won that game 3-2.
Yep.
So that's huge. But they've been about 500 since he's got here?
Yeah, I could look at the exact record. Give me a sec.
So Devers has not done enough for me yet. And that's also another reason, like, in regards to the position, why I would just completely ice him from playing first base. Because I need him to do what he's brought here to do. And that's hit. And he hasn't done that yet. And so, like, I don't regret the trade. But I understand why fans are going to the ballpark or watching on TV and feeling like, God, like, Like, what am I watching? Why can't this guy hit the baseball? That's all he's supposed to be able to do, and so far he hasn't done it yet.
Finally, we got a power left-handed bat, one of the premier hitters in baseball, and he's just been another so far. It's frustrating. You were talking about earlier how, I don't know if I necessarily agree the Giants are coddling him. I know where you're coming from, but they treated him like he's a superstar. And to be fair, he's been really, really good in his career. And that's excitement, and the Giants fans haven't really had that in a really long time, and then through almost a month of him as a Giant, he's been like Mike Yastrzemski going through a struggle as well. Like this, the numbers that he has in 22 games, and the Giants, by the way, 10 and 12 in those 22 games, that is what you see from like six different dudes that they trot out there every single day. Like, that's he's just another one of those guys right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, he looks like a San Francisco Giant.
True.
He's hitting like one right now. But I think, you know, like the larger concern is that, all right, so when teams spend a lot of money for these albatross contracts, right, what are you paying for? You're paying, let's say, for this is an eight-year deal for Devers.
Yeah.
You're paying for him to be good like the first 3 years of the deal. And I know there's a lot of time left between now and then, but early returns are not good. And if Devers has a bad year in one of the years he's supposed to be good, what am I really looking forward to?
Yeah.
You know, and this guy is going to be around for a long time. And so it is very alarming to me that Devers has not been able to have even like a breakout game yet. Like, he hasn't had a 3-for-4 with three extra base hits. He hasn't had a 4-for-5 night, to my knowledge. And he hasn't done damage against a really good team so far. You know, I actually think that this series against the Dodgers, out of any Giant, is the biggest for Rafael Devers. Because he has an opportunity against perhaps the best team in baseball to really make a statement and put these distractions about position or his hitting struggles at the plate completely behind him. And going into the All-Star break, to me, would be a massive boost for not just this club, but particularly him. And so if you're looking at anybody during this Dodgers series that I want to see something from, it's Rafael Devers. Like, this is a statement series for him, whether he knows it or not.
22 games, three multi-hit games. His first game as a Giant versus the Guardians had two hits, the final game versus the A's in Sacramento. And then that game that we just heard a highlight from, his second home run as a Giant, that loss versus the Marlins, he went 3-for-4, including a home run and a double in that game. But that's his only three-hit game, two-hit games. Everything else is either hitless or one hit. That has been his season so far with the San Francisco Giants. So again, 888-957-9570. You concerned about the acquisition of Rafi Devers? You worried that he might not be able to turn this thing around? 888-957-9570. Dave in Daly City is next. Dave, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs, but Grandy and Evan in. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I was thinking the trade was an A-plus for the Red Sox. They got a young pitcher, Harrison, and they got our first round draft pick, James Tibbs, and we got a older veteran that cost $270 million. I think we, Buster Posey and the Giants, should get an F on that trade. That is obvious. No, but they did not do their homework.
Dave, let me ask you, Dave, real quick, Dave, did you think that the day the trade went down, or are you reacting to the first 22 games?
Well, when the first trade went down, when I first heard it, I was surprised. And my mind went back to Rafael Devers 5 years ago. And I was thinking, at first I said, oh, that's the 5 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The player, the younger Rafael Devers, if he's coming here, yeah, that's great. But it was obvious when he got here that this is the much older version of Rafael Devers. And I remind you, a lot of times when we come from, we lie about our age on the birth certificate sometimes. You know what I mean? He might even be 30. You never know. And that being said, I'm just happy that Matt Williams didn't blow out his knees and his Achilles when he was sending them around third, because I'm sure Rafael Devers is thinking to himself, what in the heck are you doing, dude? Why are you waving me around like I'm your center fielder? And you know I can't run. And that would have been beautiful because he'd have blown out his Achilles right when Buster signed him. I mean, that right on the field. I mean, that wouldn't have been any better, could it? I mean, that would have been the funniest thing you ever seen in your life.
I wouldn't have viewed it as funny, Dave. That would have been terrible, a guy tearing his Achilles.
Yeah, all right. Let's.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate you tuning in. I mean, Dave seemed pretty clear from the beginning that he didn't like the deal. But again, I'll say he's a 28-year-old DH, hopefully first baseman at some point. You're right that you acquire or you sign a guy to this kind of deal, and the Giants technically didn't sign Devers to it, but they took on the contract after the Red Sox signed him to it. You take on that kind of deal and that long-term money. You're hoping for amazing return through 3 or 4 years in order to make up for him coming nowhere near giving you enough to make up for the money that he's going to be making when he's 34 years old. Like, you hope that he's good enough early that you can swallow those numbers later on in the contract. But in order for that to happen, he's got to produce while he's still in his prime. And to that point, it hasn't happened yet.
No, and to kind of broaden it too, like, Posey hasn't just gotten Devers. Like, the other guy he's hung his hat on has been Adames.
Yeah.
And maybe there's also, I think, questions about both those players combined. Like, Adames has not been very good. Devers, so far, has not been very good. And I know Willie's starting to hit better, but okay, you don't want to play the small sample size game with Devers? I'll hear that. Adames has played over half the season.
Yep.
He's played 90 games or 91. And he's got a sub-700 OPS. And he's pretty good shortstop, but he's average. Let's say that. That's not someone you pay $180 million to. And it just feels like the Giants' first two big money acquisitions have been flops. You know, I like, seriously, I was running this by you during the break, and I think it's a fair question if people want to get in on it. Like, who are you more concerned with, Willy Adames or Rafael Devers? Because Lucas answered Devers, and I'm actually kind of with him. I don't know, but before I explain, how would you answer that?
Who? I think I have more belief that Devers will get back to like being great as opposed to Adames. But who have I been more surprised is struggling to the point that they're struggling? It's Devers. Like Adames for the last month though has been really good, honestly. Like you go back to the series that began in Colorado, right? When the Giants were in the middle of that crazy streak of winning every game by a single run. In that stretch, 28 games, Adames is hitting .296 and his OPS is .900. That's amazing. And he's not going to keep that up over the course of an entire season. But we're talking about like a month's worth of baseball games, and he's been really, really, really good. Devers, over the course of a similar stretch, like take out a week, a similar stretch, he's hitting, you know, 200 or whatever it is with the San Francisco Giants, hitting .225. I think Devers has been more surprisingly bad than Adames is how I'd answer it. But I have more faith that Adames or that Devers will finish on a higher note than Adames will.
The reason why Adames I'm not as concerned about is because I feel like I know who Willie is. I think he is someone who's been completely the same dude and even keeled throughout his highs, throughout his lows, and everything that his teammates have said about him and the way that he's talked has backed that up. Devers, I don't know. And it's partially because we're out here in the Bay Area, but it's also because he seems like just more of a reclusive person. He seems more introverted than Adames. And all the reports from Boston that, you know, he's the little brother who just wants to play baseball. And he would let Bogarts go be the face of the Red Sox. Or he would let Mookie, when he was there, be the face of Boston. Like, that's not really what he wants to be. And so I don't know about Devers. I think he's going to hit better. His resume says that he's going to hit better, but I don't even know if he's willing to play first base. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that him saying I'm willing to do all these things is the truth, because he's on the team that we're covering, and I would like to believe he's speaking, but I don't know. Willy Adames, I have more trust in because he appears to be someone with less baggage than Rafael Devers, and I also know he's going to be playing shortstop 150 games a year. I know he's going to be in and around the lineup every single day and is going to be able to hit you probably. I know he's not been hitting for average, but he's on pace to hit 20 home runs. Like, there's more, I guess, reasonable expectations surrounding Adames than Devers. And the fact that Devers has been this bad this early, like, That actually has been more surprising than Adames. Like, I didn't think Adames would be, he was awful at the beginning of the season. But, like, Willie at least is shown some glimpses of life. And so far, Devers has just not been that guy.
Well, the expectations are on different levels there, right? Like, Adames is obviously gigantic free agent signing, and you hope that he hits 300 and hits 30 home runs. But, like, if we're being realistic, like, maybe the fairer expectation for Adames was, I don't know, hit 250. Like, if we're being real, like, hit 250 and hit 25 bombs. Like, I would have taken that. Like, that's for your shortstop, like, that's pretty darn good. But you're asking me over the entire course of a season for Rafi Devers at age 28, what would you expect? You know, 275 and above and 30 bombs? Like, that feel like there is a difference in the expectation level, and for that reason, what Devers has been doing has been far more disappointing than what Adames has done so far this year. And I would say that, I think, even before Adames turned it around in the last month, because Devers is just on a different plane as a pure hitter than Adames.
Well, but that's all he is, though.
True.
Like, he's a hitter. And even if or when he plays first base this season or in the future, I don't expect him to be a great first baseman.
To be fair, Adames isn't like a Gold Glove winning shortstop either.
No, he's not, but he's going to play there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, Devers is going to fluctuate between first and DH, and he might need days off. Like, Devers, in a perfect world, is Vlad Guerrero Jr. as a first baseman. Like, Guerrero is not a good first baseman. and you're relying purely on his bat for value.
Yes.
Also, the shortstop is just a completely different position. Like, if you're playing average level defense and you're anywhere above a net negative at the plate, that's fine. But if you're a first baseman or if you're just a DH, like, you have to hit. The one thing you cannot be is a DH that doesn't hit.
Or a first baseman that doesn't hit, like Lamont Wade.
Yeah, you're going to get DFA'd.
Yes.
And this is the thing. Like, you're not going to DFA Devers.
No,
you're
not
going to trade Devers at any point probably in the next 8 years. So people are like, well, when's he going to break out? When is he going to start hitting? Because so far it's been a lot of, like, at first I'm looking at that lineup and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, pretty good lineup. And I'm seeing Devers come to the plate now, 22 games later. I'm like, well, hopefully he gets a hold of one. Like, that should be the expectation, is that he is a threat in the heart of your order every single game. And it feels like he is not only not a threat, but, like, sometimes he's been kind of beatable.
Yeah, just kind of left hoping and praying that he's going to finally turn it around, that it's, again, only 22 games, but it hasn't happened just yet. 888-957-9570. Who are you more worried about? Rafi Devers or Willy Adames? Who's more concerning? What's more surprising to you? Willy Adames or Rafi Devers? Up next, it's Richie in Queens. Richie, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy and Evan, though, in for Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. What's up?
Hey, good talking to you guys. I got to believe that the numbers are going to come for Devers. I mean, 280 lifetime hitter. You mentioned Adames. Yeah, absolutely, we would take 250, 25. That's what he's always been. He led the league last year in three-run homers. He was always clutch second half of the year. I expect him to pick it up. But I think Adames, at this point, yes, he's been much better. But he's got that long swing. Devers is more of the contact hitter. So I think I'd worry more about Adames. I talked in the beginning of the year, and I am shocked that they're nine games over 500.
Eight games over.
I am worried. Yeah, I'm worried second half, looking at the second half. I'm worried about Verlander. I think Roop has shown something. Obviously, Birdsong. We got two studs in Ray and Webb. We miss Eric Miller. I do not like our left-handers in the bullpen. I think long-term, Alexander Lucchesi will kill us. But other than that, the bullpen is solid. So, I think this is a big, it's early, but it's kind of a big series. I don't like going into a team, playing a team that's lost, eight in a row, seven in a row, whatever it's been for the Dodgers. I don't want them to wake up against us. But this should be a good selling point, I think, to say, hey, let's go into the second half. We got Webb, Roop, and then we got Robbie Ray. And obviously the bullpen, again, is such a weapon. So we get five or six out of those guys. And, guys, just real quick, too, the top of the lineup, if Devers doesn't hit at this point, we get a lot of strikeouts from Ramos. I love him. But we get a lot of strikeouts, too, from Adames. So got to get on base, for the Chapman. Flores has been phenomenal. And a real big disappointment has been Matos. I know he's torn the league up and, the minor leagues, but he's been bad for us up here. So I'd like to see him take off. So just booked my trip to go to Milwaukee. I'm looking forward to that when they play in August. I hope we're five games up in the wild card at that point, or maybe making a run for the division. But we'll see. They should, with their pitching, if the starting pitching do not fall apart, we should be a contender for a wild card.
Appreciate the call, Richie.
You guys.
Yep, appreciate the call. Richie just ran through the roster there. I think he's spot on in terms of a lot of the concerns. And he said he's a little more worried about Adames than Devers, which is interesting because, again, over the last month, Adames has been really, really good, hitting near 300 and an OPS of 900, which is absolute, all-star numbers. He's right. Without Eric Miller in the bullpen, you've got a major concern there. Who are you going to go to when you need to get a lefty out? Like, you got to get Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper out, which they could not do yesterday. Bryce Harper had four extra base hits. Who are you going to turn to? Joey Lucchesi, Scott Alexander. And then he brought up something that I know we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Justin Verlander as well, the back half of that rotation, 4 and 5 in the rotation. Big concerns there, and that's even just assuming that Landon Roop's going to be okay. setting a career high in innings pitched. So the Giants are 8 games over, and they're right there for a playoff spot, and the Dodgers keep losing. They're not going to be out of the NL West either, but they do have their fair share of, like, concerns heading into the second half.
Well, and Richie hit on something that's got me thinking about really the root of my concern with Devers. So he said in August when he goes to Milwaukee, odds are Adames is going to like hitting there, that hopefully they'll be 5 games up in the wild card. Right now they're, I think, a game up for the third spot. And that's kind of the problem. Since Devers has got here, they haven't been all that different. They're still a good team. I think they were a wild card team when he got here. In fact, they were a game out of the division. And they're in the same place.
They're under 500 with Devers.
Like,
10
this
and 12.
Team has been in a holding pattern without Rafael Devers and with Rafi Devers. And whether you want to talk about him hitting well and doing, like, he has not made an impact. And I think the fact that Richie's, I hope they're 5 games up too, but they haven't been a different team since he's gotten here, and that was something that we all expected to change.
Crazily enough, they've actually been a worse offensive team since he got here, and that isn't just solely on Devers. The big chunk of that is without Matt Chapman as well, but they're scoring fewer runs per game when Rafi Devers is in the lineup than when he's not. And again, that's not all on Rafi, but it is a fact. That is factual in the 22 games that Rafi Devers has played. Okay, it's time for a break. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Who are you more worried about, Rafi Devers or Willy Adames? And maybe you want to go to some other concerns that Richie brought up. You worried about Justin Verlander? We can get into that and a whole lot more. 888-957-9570. Plus, we do got to get into some basketball coming up before we get out of here today. You're going to want to stick around for that. And an update, potentially, on the Warriors in free agency from none other than Steph Curry. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. It's Willard and Dibs. Evan and Grandy with you right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.